Blog Talk Radio.
Program. I'm Susan Laris and Dance, and I am here once again with you live and very spontaneously here on this Friday night, January 27th, 2017. And I really felt guided to come on the air tonight because, truthfully, I feel the heaviness in many hearts out there tonight, and I think that it's time for us to really reflect upon the world that we choose to believe in and reflect upon what is this notion of light, what is this notion of who we actually are. What does it mean for the divine to be omnipresent? No matter how you have been taught this concept of God, of spirit, of angels, of the universe, of the multiverse, where can we find our peace and our trust and our belief that we are venturing into an expansive world and not one that is actually becoming more closed? I sense that many of us are wondering, what's going on in this world right now? It just doesn't seem to be proceeding according to expectations. In fact, right now I think in an even more dramatic way. It reminds me a little bit of the time around December 21st, 2012, because a lot of people expected a really dramatic shift at that time. And when it didn't happen, or it didn't seem to happen, there was a kind of a letdown, really, that the world hadn't shifted quite the way that we expected. And what's going on right now in the world, and I think that there are many people of different persuasions fully integrating and coming to terms with the nature of what seems to be this surface level reality around us that is very discordant. There's a tremendous amount of division right now. There is a temptation to approach all of the things that we are dealing with right now in what I would tend to term an old world approach. And that's one of the reasons why I felt led to come on the air, because I sense the more conflict that we feel, and this gets rather sublime, because you don't have to agree with things that are what we might characterize as dark to be the light, to trust the light. And the more inclusive that we become, the more that we choose to find the light and grow the light in one another's hearts, as opposed to withdrawing totally from one another in a divided way. The more that we choose to reach out to one another, to trust that we can indeed grow that light, the more we'll head towards a new way of being instead of falling into the old patterns. And there are many patterns that seem to be emerging right now, are shocking to many of us, that seem very inconsistent with a shift. Although, interestingly enough, I think a lot of this, if in recent years I heard any number of people talking about how we would go through a challenging time. And I think that many of us chose to believe that that wouldn't happen. And I think this is happening in many lives, in a microcosm and then also in the greater world, is that I've talked about it on this show quite recently, and for several months actually we've had a number of episodes, and people may be wondering, you know, why am I not having as many episodes as usual? As I've said on other shows, I've been going through a significant transition, and I have to tell you, there have been some really miraculous things that have happened that are easing all of the steps that I've been taking to shift in my own way. And things are easing so much now that I will soon be bringing guests on. I am really deeply reflecting, though, on how to take this show to an even more expansive level so that, you know, we are really having conversations in ways that perhaps we haven't had before on this show. Not just everybody on the same page, but where we really are helping one another to grow that light, to grow that light of understanding. What is light really? What is darkness? When we are in the dark, we can't see. And what does it take to see into one another's hearts, to find those places where we can meet and help one another as opposed to pushing back against one another? I know it's very tempting to fall into that energy. We all do. However, the more that we move into a mode of helping one another to understand, so that understanding will lead to less fear and more acceptance, I feel the more we will move into the energy of what I would have once called it the new earth. And lately, I seem to want to call it the new world, just to distinguish it from anything we've ever conceived of before. Because I think that's the energy of what we're dealing with right now. It's just beyond our expectations. And we need to bring out the most positive outcomes that we can, even at a time when I think a lot of people are either very conflicted about what's happening or just outright very unhappy and shocked. And I think that there are certainly, I listen to people in all different areas, and you know, there is a conflicting emotion in some quadrants, because what has been viewed as positive by some is now disconcerting, I sense, to more and more. And that's where we start to grow the light in everyone. And that there is no one is excluded. Because at some point we have to decide, who do we really believe we are? What do we believe the true nature of reality actually is? Do we believe that as human beings, we too are aspects of the divine? Do we believe that no one is excluded from this? Do we believe that love exists in every heart? Do we believe that when conflict exists in hearts, it often is simply because of fear? You know, love of one's children and one's family, no matter what part of the world that you are in, can very much lead to conflict. And the key, you know, I still remember from when I was so young, I don't know how young I was, but the song, and I won't even put a label on which part of the world, but just this notion of hoping that everyone loves their children too. There's no hope there. Everyone loves their children. Everyone loves their grandchildren. Everyone loves those people that they care about very deeply. And if we can start there with that love that exists, we'll begin to break down the barriers. And it's very important right now as we move forward. We really consciously have a choice as to the type of world we choose to live in and whether we are going to allow ourselves patterns that do not serve our current level of consciousness. Many of us believe that we truly are evolving in consciousness, and I know that what's happening in the world right now can seem like we're going the opposite direction. And when I say this too, I'm not trying to celebrate how we're separating into different celebratory camps. I don't think that's particularly healthy. I think that we need to be building bridges. We need to be doing everything we can to create less division and more communication and more understanding. Because the more that we withdraw from one another, as wonderful as each group may feel within its tribe, the less we are going to be able to shift the entire planet. We need to be reaching towards understanding, not agreement. We don't have to agree with those things that we find contrary to the light. But this is where we need to trust in the light and shine it. Shine the light on our hearts. Shine the light on those things that are contrary to empathy. Empathy is very, very key right now. How do we draw it out in one another? That's how we create more tolerance in the world. So many things in the world occur because of a lack of understanding. You know, I was raised in a very conservative environment, and I was taught a great deal about things like, the end times and how people think about those times. And because I have that understanding of that entire world view to a degree, I can very much see why there can be fear and concern given what's happening in the world right now. And a lot of these things that are foreseen have a tendency to come into being in unusual, unexpected ways. And I would like to say even more benign, ways than what we thought, because what has always been called the end times is really just the beginning of a heaven on earth. It is a shift. It is what we've been waiting for. So if those of you who have studied these things, and maybe there are people who are no longer part of those philosophies and yet are observing things that are oddly similar to some of them, I would tend to suggest, think about how we are in transition. Today I was reminded on Twitter I'm not sure if I'll get the name exactly right. Well, it was the anniversary, although in that part of the world it's actually tomorrow, of the liberation of Auschwitz. And you cannot think of a more dark pattern that the world has followed than that time, although I suppose you could think about darker things like the Inquisition and such things in our past. There's no doubt humanity has gone down some very, very dark paths. And we have a choice right now as to how to create the kind of understanding and empathy that will take us forward in a way unlike those other patterns. Because that's what the new world is really about. It's about expansive consciousness. It's not about repeating and repeating and repeating the same cycles over and over and over again. It's about coming into a time when those old cycles are finally complete and we can release these things that have weighed us down and move into a new energy. It may be that we are having such tremendous disconnects in our society right now because it truly is the time for us to recognize and heal those divides. So I feel that reflecting upon this, we need to open ourselves up to a more expansive way and trust that that will come to us in the way that it needs to come. I have personally experienced in the past few weeks some miraculous things. After having said on this show multiple times that I was going through a time, it's been some time that I've been dealing with a lot of challenges, and I know a number of guests have too, and yet we've continued to stay true as best we can to what we feel is our work in the world. I know multiple people doing that, and it has taken trust and faith and perseverance. And sometimes life takes an unexpected turn. On this show, I've talked in the past about a loved one having a significant health challenge that was very shocking and surprising to me. And I wouldn't be doing this show at all if not for my own health challenge many, many years ago that fortunately was not nearly as frightening as what I dealt with someone that I loved. And so we are all dealing with growth experiences in this world. And yet there are also amazing, amazing, miraculous things that can occur. We all have setbacks in the world that cause us to release things. Things maybe we were holding on to something that, you know, it was very challenging to let go of. And yet, when we trust that the light of understanding is working through those things to help us to grow, then we become that light more and more, because that is our purpose. We are here not to isolate ourselves from one another, but to help one another. We need to be walking towards one another instead of away. We need to be engaging in more empathic discussions to try to convey who we are to other people best we can. It's not easy. I don't do it perfectly. I'm not doing it perfectly now. And I'm not sure any of us do it as completely as we might like. But I sense that there is a tremendous withdrawal. There is a great deal of anger that's being expressed. And there can certainly be a sense of not wanting to be a part of something that one might view as dark. But that is different than finding a way to help shine the light, to help illuminate things for others. And this isn't a supercilious energy either. It's very easy to step into this energy in a somewhat judgmental way. Because I think if you'll find that when you start to unravel the misunderstandings and try to see how a person, how a group of people, whoever they are, came to be where they are, all of a sudden you realize, and again, this doesn't mean we have to agree with things that we find objectionable, but what we find is understanding. You begin to understand different subcultures and why they exist, and you begin to find ways can heal one another. That's the key. Healing is required here. Not division. Healing. We don't all have to agree. At some point, we got to the point where we figured that if we don't agree, then we need to stop talking. That's not the way it works. That's not how you build a bridge. You have to meet on the bridge and help one another and show love as much as you can. What we need to do most of all right now is to shine our light and our love into this world and do our best to work with anger, however it's arising. No matter what your point of view, if you believe in God, if you believe that there is such a thing as peace and heaven on earth possible, then we need to focus on love. That's the key. We need to focus on what we can do to love one another. What does it mean to love your neighbor? It doesn't mean you always have to be on the same page, but it does mean reaching out to one another and doing our best to help. That's the key. If you could wake up every morning and say, what can I do to help? Not, what can I do to divide? What can I do to help? Not help in shadowy ways. That's not what I'm saying. What can I do to help somebody understand, love one another? What can I do to help? What can I do to help share this golden rule that is a part of so many spiritual belief systems? What can I do? What can I do to work with any anger that is either being directed towards me or coming out What can I do to work with those things? I would suggest nature holds many answers. If you were to go for a walk, if you were to focus on your breathing, if you were to focus on the beauty around you, it would help to change your perspective. It doesn't take away what's happening in the world. It doesn't take away that there may be things that are very objectionable. It doesn't take away all the fear. This is a show about getting beyond fear, and yet it's also about working with fear. Over the course of this show, which is now in its seventh year, I've come to understand different perspectives on fear. Fear can be a catalyst for us, but we must not be dominated by it. I'm hearing a lot of anger. I'm hearing a lot of anger coming from multiple quadrants. I'm hearing anger facing anger. That isn't going to help us. That's old world thinking. Choose the new world or the old. Do we choose to help? Do we choose to love one another? Do we choose to be on a bridge? Do we choose to build a bridge, even in the most difficult of circumstances? Not to agree with things that are contrary to love, but to help one another be guided towards that love, towards that light, and perhaps learn a few things about one another in the process and unravel the hurt, unravel the trauma, unravel the dysfunction, and heal. And we'll find that we heal too, because we're human beings. And not a one of us is here completely perfect, at least not on the surface, but we are actually perfectly imperfect because we are human beings by choice. And so that's just what I wanted to share tonight. It was on my heart, and we're getting near to the end of the live show, and I see that there's someone in the chat, a guest, and I've seen you out there. And I feel those of you listening across time, and I appreciate you. This show will continue to grow. This show will continue to expand. I am very heartened by some new information that Blog Talk is sharing with us about how this show is reaching many parts of the world. That touches my heart. And I will be bringing guests on soon because my life is settling down. I mean, in this seemingly chaotic world, things are settling down for a while, and I will be bringing this show fully back online very soon. So pay attention to frontierbeyondfear.com. Follow the show if you want to see these spontaneous episodes or listen. I may have more coming up. So thanks, everyone, for being here now and across time. Find the peace in your heart to foster it in another. Do your best. Do your best. We all can. Take care, everyone. ¶¶